Well, full disclosure, yesterday, Wade and Gwen were in here, and they were here to talk about the drama department's presentation of You Can't Take It With You, which starts on April 5th. But they came in a day early, so we were set to not have anybody in this spot, but Janelle knows better than that. She picked up the phone, she called the fair office and said, Jeannie, could you come in? And she said,
absolutely.
Yeah, there you go. And the reason why is because there's kind of a big announcement that's been all the discussion in the social circles and other entities about something that's coming back to the Delaware County Fair. So I just want you to go ahead and make the announcement.
All right. So after, I'm not sure how many years, probably 5 or 6, we are delighted to bring back motocross to the Delaware County Fair.
I love motocross. Now, I was not here the last time it was in the grandstand area on that. Do they make the track on the, I mean, because that's a whole lot of dirt work that you got to do.
Absolutely. So, yeah, we'll go out and we'll make all of the bumps and the jumps and the and all of the different things that you need to have a great track. Absolutely.
So, do you do it before the tractor pull or after the tractor pull? Because then you got to turn around and dirt work, make it all flat.
So, you know, I think what we need to do is mount a GoPro or something on top of our grandstand and just watch our fair board manipulate dirt the week of the fair, because this year it'll go from a motocross on Tuesday, which is kind of nice because assuming the weather's good, we can probably make that even Sunday or Monday. But it'll go from motocross on Tuesday to a different sort of bumps and humps sort of track for the tough truck race. And then we'll level it all off and we'll put a stage up and have a concert.
And then, yeah,
and then we'll have another concert. And then we'll get all that stuff off the track, the bars and the trash cans and all that stuff. And we'll do a truck and tractor pull. We'll pack that track really hard so it's almost like concrete. We'll have a truck and tractor pull. Then we'll tear it all back up, wet it down, and we'll have a demolition derby.
Which is always so. But from a logistics standpoint, I mean, there's a lot of planning that goes on. Okay, we got to make sure that everything's lined up and everything's good to go so that that happens. Who's the person in charge of making sure that happens?
So, you know, we usually reach out to quite a few construction people who bring in large equipment for us and stuff. And so for the most part, that's pretty easy. Usually the community's good to me. So when I call, they say yes. And then I just make sure the equipment's here. That's the end of my expertise. And then, so for example, with motocross, we'll be working with 7-4 Promotions, and I'll get them the wheeled loaders and the excavators and the things that they need. And then they'll say, put this much dirt here and mound it like this. And they'll put all that together with some help of our fair board and our volunteers.
Well, I'm looking forward to it because I do like a good motocross, watching those guys and gals on the bikes just fly in the air.
Absolutely. It's always very thrilling. And motocross was a long time favorite. And I want to say that we did motocross at the fairgrounds for maybe 20 years. It was a very long time, and it was a crowd favorite and a fan favorite. And then we just kind of saw, we went through some changes with some different companies, and we saw things kind of wane a little bit and thought, you know, we know it's a crowd favorite, but let's not overdo it. And
you,
so
you know, because you lets people want it more. And that's the whole point. Now, okay, so how are the other ticket sales going?
So Thursday and Friday ticket sales are going really well. The pits are sold out, but the track is still available. And so if you want those tickets, you know, any time now would be a great time, because I don't know if we'll sell out or not, but I think there's a good chance that we could sell out these concerts.
And I don't know, but in the grandstand area, you have sponsored kind of like, I'll call them booth areas.
The box seats.
Box seats. Do you have some opportunities for folks, or are they gone?
Those are full. Those are full in a waiting list.
There you go.
And so, again, that's just a testament to the community and how they support us, though. And so,
you know, we've been talking mainly about the grandstand things. And, of course, we made mention in the news the weigh-ins of some of the livestock shows that are going on. And we know some of the staples that are going to be there, the Steerenstein and the First Lutheran Church and the 4-H. But in the background as well, you're also looking for some of entertainment that's going to be going on. I know last year our girls absolutely adored the camels. Mm-hmm. They thought that were mm-hmm. awesome. And the year before with the bumblebee, mm-hmm. They the were in there. Yes, indeed. Mm-hmm. Have you been kind of looking yeah. out there?
So we have those lined up. And one for sure I can tell you is going to be the Great Lakes Timber Lake Show, Great Lakes Timber Jack Show. But basically, timber jacks are going to come in and they're going to do some log rolling and some crosscut sawing and just kind of talk about, you know, the timber industry and stuff like that. So there'll be some education, but it'll also be very fun and lighthearted. If I remember correctly, we played this show a very long time ago, like maybe my first fair long time ago. And I think they even invite the crowd to come in and log roll. And so, you know, we could have some celebrity KMCH.
You could log try roll. All you want, but having been on a log when it's spinning, yeah, no, that's
you know, a little wet on a July day, maybe might
that,
be okay.
That would be the only advantage. All right, get me wet. There you go. Well, again, looking forward to that. Are advanced ticket sales being planned for the motocross, like the concerts, or that pretty much you just get them on
nope.
the day?
As always, our grandstands are free with your admission to the fair, so it'll be a first-come, first-service seating in the grandstand.
You know what's going to happen that day. It's going to be like 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and people are going to be
I hope
getting
so,
that.
Eric.
I hope so, too, because then they got to eat, they got to drink. They come right. down, they get something to eat, they get something
right.
to drink.
Right.
There you go. See,
motocross at the Delaware County Fair is just thrills and chills, and it's going to be spectacular to have it back again.
Well, I'm looking forward to it as well. Of course, the Delaware County Fair, you can learn more by going to the website delcofair.com.
Let's try delawarecofair.com.
Yes, I yes. say co, but co.
Yep. Yeah, yeah. Delawarecofair.com.
There you go. Mm-hmm. And Jeannie, it's always a pleasure to have you here.
Thank you.
Indeed, a part of our guests of the day here on KMCH.